Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The DH, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sharon. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to second. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Williams for a passed ball. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bellinger for the double play. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coggins moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Davis steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Williams to Grich and they have Taylor trapped. The throw over to Powell, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stanley. Blair reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bumbrey out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Gritch covering, for the out. Brinkman moves to third. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brinkman scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins. Howard reaches second base with a double. Stanley moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Stanley scores. Howard moves to third. Horton moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. Horton moves to third. Freehan moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharon strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair, who is chasing the ball. Rodriguez reaches third base with a triple. Horton scores. Frijon scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rodriguez scores. It's 8-0, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sergio Robles now catching. Wayne Garland now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bumbry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frijon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frijon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Frijon hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Tigers. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins. Brown reaches second base with a double. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 10-0, Tigers. Tom Verizer pinch runs for Ed Brinkman. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Coggins strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Northrup reaches third base with a triple. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-3 in the game. Gritch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 10-1, Tigers. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.